Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Royalty. You are in the clubhouse. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Leisha, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Tony. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday is right. And is our other co-host, the Bebo, in the house?
He's still in hair and makeup. He's trying to get his dress right now.
Well, he may be in there for a bit, if you ask me. Well, we got to get this show started. We would like to welcome everyone. Hello, hello,
no,
hello,
yeah,
everyone.
I'm here. Yo,
are you out of hair and makeup now?
Nah, y'all just talking over me. Like, I'm here.
We couldn't hear you, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I was here.
Okay, let's rewind and restart. How's that?
No, no, no. I mean, y'all was doing a great job without me, which is beautiful.
Okay, well, then let's move on.
We got to officially say hello, hello, hello to everyone, and welcome to our Sunday evening edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We're glad you're joining us tonight because we have a hot, hot topic in the house tonight. I think our shows have been pretty much leading up to this topic, so I think everyone is primed and ready. I know I am. How about you, Leisha?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What about you, B?
Of course, always. I'm the flag runner for Side Chicks is Winning. I think I'm helping them break through the ribbon.
Okay, well, I'm going to officially introduce myself. Hello, everybody, again. My name is Tony, and I am one of three co-hosts on the panel, always. A little bit about myself. I'm an avid reader, and I love supporting talented authors. And we have two of them joining us this evening. And just to officially introduce my other two co-hosts, to my right, we have the beautiful Miss Leisha.
Hey, everybody. If you don't know me, I'm Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four of the groups on Facebook. I'm also myself an avid reader. This is going to be a good show. We got a hot topic. We got two hot authors coming in today to help us with this topic. We got author Saeed Salam. And then Miss Swag herself, Yara Kalim, is going to be here kicking in the clubhouse with us tonight. So it's going to be a good show. And y'all know we got the number one Aaron Bebo in the house. So everybody, hey, Miss Bebo.
What's going on? I'm here. I'm happy. This is one of my favorite topics. I'll be saying Side Chicks Running, so maybe tonight I'll get to, explain why I say that, for anybody that feels like I might be out of place or wonders why I say it. So, I'm excited and definitely want to shout out our guests. I know they got something to bring to the table concerning the Side Chicks Running. So, yeah, let's get it.
Well, everyone's going to have their opinions. And all opinions are welcome and respected. So let's just get that off on the table there. And I do want to say that I, myself, am a married woman. So it's the side chick topic is it's going to be interesting. I'm going to try to be diplomatic about it, as diplomatic as I can. So I just want you guys to bear with me. I may be getting a little opinionated, but I am going to be trying to be diplomatic because we have different listeners and everybody has their own opinion. Right, Leisha?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
well,
people say they winning. I don't know exactly what they winning. I mean, what, superficial attention? I'm just saying. But I'm married as well, and I'm going to try, you know.
I mean, superficial attention, you view it as superficial attention, but see, that's the problem where when the side chicks start winning right there, that's when the rhythm breaks. When you start thinking superficial attention, obviously if your man is seeking attention outside of you, then you might be missing something.
Well, what are they winning? What exactly are they winning?
No, but they winning the time that you're missing. And the
because
quality
side chicks have been around forever.
Exactly. So stop acting.
Mistresses have been around forever. Heck, William Randolph Hearst had a mistress for the rest, you know, and he was married. Marion Davis was his mistress, his side chick. But I understand what you're saying, Bebo, but they're not a new thing. I want to know what they're winning. That's just
what
my
they're
name.
Winning.
See,
what
first
of all, you know what the problem is? The problem is it's a lot of people. That's confusing what a side chick is. Some people be thinking that, oh, I'm sleeping with somebody, man, I'm a side chick, I'm a side chick. No, absolutely not. The side chick is the chick where your man goes and gets off all of that excess stress that he can't get off at the home because your home is planned and it's fit and it's made. See, homes are made. So when the home is made and then stress or frustration or any type of anything that's out of place comes into the home, he has to seek another place. That's why you see men trying to create things within inside the home, things like the man cave and different little spaces that's theirs that just belong to only them. You know what I mean? And then you have to look at man as boy and woman as girl. Like the boy... It's quick to just be like, I don't care. If something happens with a child, a male child will be like, I don't care. Whereas a female will try to reason and understand as to why this is happening because they're planning for preparation as to how this is happening, why it's happening, and if it's going to happen again. The boy will dismiss it quickly. And any mother that's raising a boy child, male child, will tell you that. A male has to be learned to accept things. A female will reason and grow to understand as to why things are taking place, whereas a boy has to be taught that. So when a man strays away from his woman, that means there's something lacking there that he doesn't see or he doesn't feel. So what they're winning is, like I said, back to live action, is that time and space where he's not even communicating with you to tell you where he feels like you're slipping. He has went into the arms of another woman to tell her, and maybe not verbally, but through his actions, like, yeah, look, I got a wife, but this is what we're doing. And when she's cool with that, he's cool with it because it's that climate that he's not getting at home or he's not getting when he's around you, whether y'all live in separate places or not. It don't even got to be y'all married. It could be the boyfriend that you in a committed relationship with the boyfriend and y'all living separately. When he's not getting that from you, that time will be replaced. A boy is a man and a man, you know, was once a boy. You have to understand
mm-hmm.
the root of things.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm gonna make sure I'm understanding the side chick definition. Now you're telling me, Bebo, that a side chick is a chick that your man, husband slash man goes to when he's not getting what he wants at home. Number one, right? When he comes home and he's being stressed on a daily basis. Number two and number three, there's no communication. Number four. The woman at home is not doing what he wants her to do at home. Am I on the right track so far?
You know what? Not only are you on the right track, let me just stop you at number two, though. It's not always, you know, that the you, but the, let me get back to what I was going to say. For you actually in the right order, too, because it shows the chain reaction, how your three and four fell. But back to two, right? The, don't think it that it's that he's when he's missing something at home that you're not giving. And that leads to the communication, because that's when he's not communicating with you, why you're not giving it to him. So not only is he missing what you're not giving him, y'all miscommunicating as well. That's why communication turns into three, and four goes into, you know, it's a chain reaction of things. Men's temperament are slow. We're gonna be impatient first. Woman needs to know all of this about when they get involved with a man.
Okay. I think I got. I'm following you. So, excuse me. In order for me to keep my man away from a side chick, is to do those things 1 through 4, and I have to do them well. Or someone out there will be doing it well for me. Am I right?
Yeah, and you know what? Well is attentive. Just being attentive.
Okay. Well, I can personally say that I do pay attention to my man, and I do. Number one, I do keep the communication open, and I do make his home stress-free. And we don't have a man cave; he has a cave house. You know, anywhere in this house, he can go and feel comfortable and do what he needs to do and what he wants to do. Number three, I think that was. So it's all in the individual. I think pretty much what you're saying is that he wants the lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. Am I right?
Not even so much that. Let me tell you something about, like, it depends on the man. Like, because me, I'm a difficult character, meaning I think a lot. I may not move a bunch. So you'll definitely have well enough time to observe me, because I'm not going to be running all around on you. But I think a lot, so that makes me difficult, you know what I mean? And a woman would have to be very observant to know that, to be like, yo, you know, he's thinking it, and be able to let me know when I'm in my head and when, you know, this is actual fact. Like, some men never let go of that, and most men, I'm not even going to say something, most men never let go of that mother figure. You know, they're going to want to hold out and know that there's a hand there. So with me, my partner would have to be a partner, meaning they would have to be able to, you know, hold my hand. Like, if I need to reach out and they got to hold my hand, even as strong as my character is, like, I need them to be right there. You feel me? So that's just that's the boy and the man that's not going to separate. So.
Okay.
Well, I
definitely
hear what you're saying.
Go ahead.
What
can you hear us, Lisa?
Can you hear me?
Okay, that's better.
Of course. I said, what did you say, though? I didn't hear what you said before that.
All I said was, okay. I see what you're saying.
No, I'm serious. Any listeners out there, too, please, don't keep letting me run my mouth like, pressure one. If you got something to say, like, yo, you know, nah, you're tripping. You're dysfunctional. You're a dysfunctional male.
Yeah. This is the thing. I'm married. I don't have them type of problems. My husband got, we got a peaceful home. We have a peaceful relationship. This is my thing on relationship. First of all, it takes two people to have a problem in a relationship. It just don't come from one way. It's got to be coming from both ways, first of all. The other thing is, yes, communication is the key. You have to communicate with each other. You have to be able to talk to each other about any and everything. That is a very important factor. Now, this is my thing with the Aaron Bebo method. Now, I believe in the 80-20 rule, okay? Now, 80% of that, the theory is that 80% of a relationship is what you're actually going to get. Now, of that 80%, 60% is the internal issues of your own self. 20% of that 80 is your relationship. So if you got a side chick, she's only supplying you with 20% because your wife is giving you 20% and you're supplying 60%.
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
So it's not the side chick issue, but it's not the side chick issue. It's the man issue. And he has his own things going on inside from whatever he feels that a relationship should be. But see, a relationship, especially a marriage, is work. And if you're not willing to do the work, I don't know, understand how you think you're going to get the results. And a side chick ain't going to make it no better, because this is the thing. If your other half leaves you, you only stuck with that 20% side chick who's not even putting up the numbers that the wife is putting up. So the husband
absolutely
is losing
not.
Either way around.
Probably
so she's going to step in and do the wife's part too.
No, I'm saying, if I'm listening to your math, yo, one thing I know about math, and this ain't got nothing to do with no side chick or nothing, this is math now. The way you just broke that down, we're dealing with math. If I use math, because it's the only universal language, 2 and 2 is 4 in any language, Russian, Spanish, whatever you want to go to, like, you saying 60% is me and 20% is the wife, and then the side chick is the other 20%.
Well, I didn't
so
say the wife.
The
I said the relationship. This is the thing.
Okay.
If you're in a marriage or in a relationship. That's only
20%
of whatever. It's only 20% of whatever the issue is. Majority of those issues come from the individual. That's just my opinion.
Okay,
if
which is the 60%. So whom am I in the relationship with for the 20%? Because the 60% is me making these decisions for self. And then it's 20% that's in the relationship.
I didn't say making decisions for self. I said issues with yourself.
All right,
your
issues.
Own inner insecurities,
okay.
The problems with things that you have not accomplished about yourself. Or what your own fantasy about a relationship and not realizing what it actually is. A lot of times men that have side chicks or men that cheat, first of all, cheating is a choice, which we've already established. Men that cheat, they have
now,
their own
individual issues.
They got more. They want to blame it all on the wife, but it ain't the wife or the girlfriend or the main chick that you with. A lot of that comes from the individual. That's just my personal opinion.
Blame? Let's keep it real, because we're going back. I'm going to keep going back to my – one thing about me is I'm consistent. I'm going to keep going back to my scenario of the boy and the man and the woman and the girl and, you know, the mother and the child and wife and so on and so forth. Okay. If a baby, a male child is crying and the mother doesn't know well enough to change the baby's diaper, and another woman comes along and changes that child's diaper, understand what's going to happen through nature, not through, you know, me being a male and trying to be philosophical here. What's going to happen through nature? The child is going to warm up to the person that takes care of their needs. So the boy that becomes a man, if you're lacking in any of their needs and you're not attentive enough, meaning you're thinking you're standing over this child because it's crying and you know what's going on, but you done did everything but check the diaper. If you are not attentive enough to know to change the diaper and another woman comes along, whether she's a mother or not, she's going to become a carer for that baby, and that baby's going to accept her as such, your child. Will accept her as such. And it's the same thing in a relationship. If you are not attentive enough to pay attention to the need where your man may be feeling like you're lacking, even if it is him, because see, when it's him, because I give you that, women are definitely smarter than men in the thinking aspect of emotions and placing things in proper order in that sense. So when you see that he's lacking somewhere or he feels he's lacking, and even if you know he's not, you have to be woman enough to supply the imaginary need as real as much as the real one. You have to be that full.
You got that, Tommy? You got that?
I got that. I'm taking notes. And Bebo, we got a lot of callers on the line, but we're going to come back to that diaper changing scenario that you just said. Let's take one of our callers and see how they feel about this hot topic.
Okay, we're going to take 678-412. How you doing? You in the writing club tonight. Don't curse me out right away. Let me know your name.
What it do, Aaron? It's your nigga, China.
Oh, what's good? What's
hey,
good? How
China.
You?
I'm good, man. I have to call in about this subject because what if she's not the side chick? What if she's just the other chick?
Dang. All right, you're going to have to give us, all three of us, not just me. You're going to have to give all three of us your definition of what the other chick is. Is the other chick the one who, I don't know. Tell us what the other chick is.
I understand what she's asking. But go ahead, for Mr. Bebo, China, go ahead on and explain what you're asking.
Okay, so basically what I'm saying is, what if she's not a side chick? What if the wife knows about her? What if, you know, y'all are doing y'all thing and it's that's what it is? He doesn't have two wives. He has a wife and he has a girl. They get along fine, everything's fine. So what in that situation?
Oh, they all together. Like, they all know about each other. Do they attend events together?
Yeah, they do everything together.
He brings his kids around the other chick?
Nah, there ain't no in-between.
Oh, there ain't no kids.
Yeah, everybody knows thing, and everybody's good.
Well, in that case, you know what? That's the beauty of life. See, that's when I place the beauty of life on it, when people make that choice. Like, yo, this is what it is. I'm not living by the traditions and standards set by someone else. I'm in love this way. This is my love. That's what makes love love, because it's unique for every individual. And it's personal, and it's something that you share with yourself and others. That's why you got to love yourself before you love others. So for me, what you're explaining, that's just a natural love right there. Like, those people have to be in harmony for that to continue to play out the way it does.
Yeah, definitely.
So
that's
a musical.
But people say that the side chick is wrong. But in all actuality, like you were just explaining to the other chick, it's not wrong if she's doing what the other chick isn't.
I want to make sure I understand what China is. Hi, China. Welcome to the clubhouse, by the way. But I just want to make sure that you're saying that we have three people, a man, two women, one he's married to and one he's not. Right?
No problem. Three people, mutual relationship, no problem.
Okay, so first of all, why would he get married if he wants to have the other woman? I mean, why would the marriage be in there?
That,
I think it may be an individual thing, because me myself, I wouldn't be able to get down like that. That's just my opinion. It could work for someone else, but that's just my opinion on that particular topic, because that's a whole other hot topic.
Yeah, I definitely see what Tony's saying as far as that. See, that's not a traditional sense of relationship or anything for that matter. As far as her saying she wouldn't be able to get with that, I totally understand in the traditional sense. Now, however,
it's supposed to be everybody is supposed to be together. It's supposed to be husband and wife, and that's it. I get that. As far as the
I get that.
People just roll different, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
I definitely get that too, China. I really do. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's why I said I think it's just a personal choice. I think that some people who view things traditionally, like they're set, like, yo, this is how this is supposed to go because that's how they were taught, and they never explored anything outside of that, and they felt comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's how they're going to view things, and that's with anything in life. And someone else, who, when you're dealing with love, that's what makes love so unique. You can find love in the oddest places, even in a situation where there's a wife, another woman, and two different, you know, whatever's going on. That you can find love there, because I know relationships that exist like that.
Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Well, China, we thank you for your call.
Very much.
We love your point, and you got something else checking up in the clubhouse tonight. Thanks for calling.
All right, y'all.
Okay,
Enjoy the show, China.
Yes, we're going to take caller 919-999. You live in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Okay, 919 is not responding right now. So we're going to put 919 back in the queue.
Now, I understood what China was saying. Now, this is the thing. When I say mistresses or side chicks have been around forever, they've been around forever. This is not no new thing. It's not nothing new. I think that the way men are dealing with it is what's new. Because back in the day, they was a secret. They stayed a secret. Didn't nobody know about them. The wife might have known because her husband may have told her, or however she found out. But as far as you going out and y'all doing this, and y'all, that wasn't happening. And mistresses or side chicks, whatever you want to call them, they knew their place. And the wife played her position. And she played her position well. Now, this is the thing, though. Men nowadays, some of them ain't got no backbone or no sense to know to keep it a secret. A lot of them are allowing women just to run amok and just do whatever they want to do and however they want to do it, and they think that it's supposed to be how it is. And that's not it. If you marry, be married. That's it. If you want to be single, then be single.
I agree with that, Alicia. And people, I think it's about time for us to bring our guest in, and let's see how he feels on the subject. You want to bring our guest in?
For certain, I definitely do. And eventually, I want to get back to Alicia because that was real cute. All right, let's take our guest, who y'all know is Sahih Salam. How you doing tonight, brother? You in the Writing Royalty Clubhouse?
Hey,
yeah, what's up,
hey.
Yo?
What's How are
going
you?
On? Hello, hello. I'm chilling. What's going on, y'all?
How you
what's
doing?
Good? What's good?
That's
How
good.
You? Yeah, I'm chilling, yo. I've been listening to the show. Okay. What's your opinion on the topic?
Oh man, I probably wouldn't be the one to ask about side chicks. I'm so far out of the loop, you know what I mean? You know, I've been a Muslim for like 20 years, so I really don't, you know what I'm saying, have too much to say about the side chick thing. Even before then, I really never had like, you know, a side chick. It was always one woman at a time. Or if it was more than women at the time, they all knew about it, so it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, a typical side chick situation.
Well, what's
your view on some of the opinions you've heard concerning side chicks with other people calling in and speaking as far as the side chicks?
You know, everyone has a valid point, I guess. You know, I, from a male point of view, it would be like, you know, having a side chick is like added stress. It seems like it would be adding more stress into your life. And who would intentionally add more stress into their life?
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Look, two wives, they threw the bouquet immediately. Like, yo, y'all can have this. Leave this man alone.
I totally agree with Sahi on that.
Absolutely.
I could dig it. I mean, I just don't agree. I totally understand them. It's not that I don't agree with none of y'all.
I don't think
some men
they don't know how to be alone.
What? Men don't know how to be alone.
I think some men just don't know how to be alone. They have to be with somebody. They love the idea of marriage. They love the idea of being married. The idea. But the actual process, y'all know nothing about. It's internal. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, you got a feather goose pillow on that one, because men definitely do not be loving the idea of getting married. You're dreaming. women be pushing
but
that
they,
ticket
it's
on us.
The idea of not being alone. Because you can always say no. How's somebody going to push you into doing something you don't want to do? Because she says she's going to leave? Okay, let her go.
Exactly. So that's the whole point. Like, we don't need the side chick. The side chick is there after y'all done handcuffed us and put the pulling chain on our ankle and sent us down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Now we like, oh, damn, what the hell did I do? This ball and chain called commitment is on my leg. I can't roam.
Okay, Bebo, we gotta come back to that. Hi, this is Tony. I'd like to welcome you to the clubhouse. And we'd like to get to you for a change. Can you just tell us a little bit about who Saeed is? This is Tony, by the way.
Okay, hey, Tony. Everybody knows Saeed Salaam. I got Next, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the, I'm a new author. I've been out for about 2 years. I got like 30-something titles already, you know what I'm saying? I guess I'm kind of a prolific writer. I really enjoy writing, and I'm enjoying the feedback, so I try to get these stories out to the public as soon as I possibly can, and, you know, I'm enjoying the interaction with readers. So, you know, I'm having a ball. I'm just glad. I'm living one of my dreams, so, you know, it's just fantastic.
Okay, that's good. So you've always wanted to be a writer?
Yeah, I've wanted to be a writer since I was 3 years old. I actually forgotten about that until I got published, and my mom reminded me that has always been a goal of mine, but I kind of got sidetracked by life and doing other stuff. So, you know, having to come full circle is like a dream come true. So.
Good thing.
Absolutely. Now tell us a little bit about your literary journey.
By who?
Your literary journey. Because you're also a publisher, so you've gone from being an author to a publisher.
Yeah.
Tell us about your journey.
Well, it was always my intention to self-publish and start a publishing company, but the opportunity came for me to sign with G Street Chronicles, so I put out several books through them. And once that contract was over with, I picked up where I started and started my own publication company to publish myself and a few other authors that I'm helping out. We have Yara Kuluma, we have G Money, we have another Playboy Nitty, and we also have Fatima Abdul Malik. They're all excellent writers. You're going to hear a lot from them coming up soon, I guarantee you.
Okay, absolutely. Now, where do you get the plots for your book? Do they come from life experiences, or are they just really ideas?
A little of both, I guess. You see things and it might spark an idea. You'd be like, "Oh, I'm gonna write a book about that." So I got a whole book full of "Oh, I'm gonna write a book about that" ideas. But a lot of characters and stuff come from people that you know and people that you've seen. It might be compilations of people that you know. Some of my characters have my own characteristics and you know, saying ideas inscribed in them. So you know, you draw inspiration from everything.
Absolutely. Now, can you tell us what authors influenced you mostly in your life, maybe growing up or as you went through the decision to decide to write?
Well, initially, Dr. Seuss. And then as I got older, I started reading Toni Morrison and all the classic authors. I read a lot of Dan Brown, John Grisham. I didn't start reading urban fiction actually until I was an adult. Like Donald Goins, I got put on by my dad. Actually, put me on Donald Goins books, and it kind of turned me out. I probably read all the books within a week, and I was like fascinated by it. So it wasn't still till several years later that I started writing myself. I didn't start writing until 2006, but I didn't get published until 2011.
Okay. Yo, listen, Saeed, we got a special guest I want to speak to you. This is not a game. It's the boss lady.
Hello, good evening,
Ryan Royalty.
Hey, boss lady in the house.
I got to be selfish, yo. I'm cutting everybody off, yo. Did y'all see the boss lady pictures, yo? You killed them, lady.
Yes, I saw that.
Yo, boss stuff, man. I'm loving it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank
that was
you.
A selfish moment. I ain't going to say nothing
okay.
else for the rest of the
I appreciate stuff. That. I appreciate that. You know, we keep talking about branding, and that's very, very important to your career as an author, as, you know, whatever, you know, you're going to be doing, you want to brand yourself and you want to make sure that when people see the name, they have a face to it and that you properly uphold that particular brand that you build for yourself. That's what gives you longevity in the industry. So, you know, we are blessed. You know, we have very good supporters. And we're just going to try to support some other authors as well. And I see we have Mr. Salam in the clubhouse this evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. What's going on, Edie?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to maintain. I'm sitting back and listening to everything. And, you know, I see that they enjoy your books. You have a lot of different subjects and topics, and some are very racy, some are very risque. And you give a very entertaining story to the readers. And we thank you for your contribution to literature.
Oh, thank you.
One thing I did want to come back to that I heard you say earlier, one of our guests called in China, and she mentioned, you know, what if the woman isn't, you know, a side chick, and, you know, the wife knows, and, you know, everybody knows each other, nothing is hidden, and then you came on, and you mentioned being in Islam, and you brought in the religious aspect, which a lot of times that is the basis behind everybody knowing what's going on. Just from that aspect, because we like to be able to hear different traditions, different cultures, and different, you know, beliefs on that. Could you just give us a little bit on what is done that makes it so that it's not a secret and nobody's hiding and lying? And how does that make it better in that type of culture, you know, when a man seeks to have more than one woman?
Well, in our religion, we're taught that men are the protectors and maintainers of women. So that's why we you know, get married and we take care of our wives. But there are more men than there are more women than men. So without men taking more than one wife, there are some women who will not have men to maintain and protect them. So, and that's what the polygyny is actually about. It's about you know, taking care of another household, taking care of another family. It has nothing to do with lust or nothing to do with sexuality, because you have to, you know, you're taking on a responsibility of an entire another family that you're going to you know, support, maintain. It would be helpful for the sisters to have a good relationship with each other, so it's like one big family unit, as opposed to, you know, a side chick situation where you're ducking and dodging, and, you know what I'm saying, you're lying about stuff, and you know, it's like a whole lot of extra stress, it would seem like to me.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And we spoke on this a couple of weeks ago. We had Mac Mama on here, and they were talking about something similar to that. And we were bringing up the statistics with there being way more women than there are men. And if you paired everybody up, you would have a whole host of folks with no one. And, you know, a lot of times in this culture and society, those types of things aren't accepted. Because you taught that selfish love, you know, mine, I, me, and then that takes away from community, the us, the we, and it breaks down certain things in society. But when they're talking about the side chicks, I think Aaron was also speaking about different aspects of that, and they're talking about the percentages of women and men, and he got this amount and she got this amount, and everybody's tallying everything up. I think, again, that has the constraints on the relationship will also make men seek to get outside of all that constraint, that confliction within, you say I have to do this and I have to do it this way, and them seeking another woman who's not expecting all of those rules on a relationship, then they go outside the relationship to have something like that. What are you thinking, Aaron?
Paris?
Is Aaron still there?
Biba, you with us?
Did he go back to hair and makeup? Did Aaron go back to hair and makeup? Because he will go back to hair and makeup.
I think he had to get his face powdered or something. Where he at?
I mean, I said what I said. Like, I really stand by that. Like, I feel like the side chick is going to be relevant whenever the main chick ain't doing what she's supposed to. For any women who want to be singular, meaning not singular like single, but being with one person and making sure that they maintain that one person. It's like a car. You can't just buy a car and just be like, yeah, it's going to run forever, so you got to maintain it.
But I don't think that the woman might not be doing what she's supposed to be doing, because I think that in a lot of cases, the woman is doing everything that she's supposed to be doing. You know, you can have her, she can be cooking, she can be clean, she can be giving him, you know, everything that he needs, you know, on the level of wife, but that does not keep him home. You know what I'm saying? Like, they spoke of something else that's going on internally within the man that he's seeking outside of the woman. The man has so many different facets to him. And even with a man who goes out and works, any woman who has a man, she's married to him or whatever, the man that you have at home is not the man at the workplace, not the same man. How he interacts with the women at work or the woman down there at the hot dog stand, the way he smiles at her, asks for his food, it's a total different side of him. And not that he's hiding that from you or you're just not getting that, but each woman brings out a different side of a man. So really, she does not have what you have. She has the man, the character that she brings out in him when he's with her. So she doesn't have anything that you have. You have what you have with him, and then she has what she has with him, which is something totally different from what you have with him. And it's not like he's trying to give her anything that's yours. It's just that that particular woman brings out that particular side of that man, and she cultivates that, and that's what he enjoys, because he can be that when he's with her.
Go ahead, Tony. No, I wanted to revert back to something that Saeed said as far as a man that marries and takes care of his wife and his family. Do you feel that as long as, I mean, you have to let a man be a man first and foremost in the home. You can't have two heads to a house. A man has to lead his home. He has to be in charge of his home. Now, do you feel, Saeed, that if a man is allowed, I don't want to use that word, but that's the only one that comes to mind at the moment, to be the man of the house, that it can be less stressful and as far as him seeking someone outside of the home?
I can only speak from my own vantage point, and I just don't see how I'm married to a woman and I could like cheat on her. You know what I mean? It's like mm-hmm. love and respect go hand in hand. You can't love somebody and not respect them. So if you respect them, why put them through
Absolutely.
The potential and, you know what I'm saying, the alienation of affection, et cetera, just to, you know, to be with somebody else because you're chasing your lust or something like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
The time and energy that you invest into a side piece, if you were to invest that into your own home, you might be able to work out some of the problems or whatever they feel like you're lacking at home. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
But now this is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, Tony.
No, I was going to say you had a point, so go ahead, make your point.
Oh, he really had a point, but my thing is, you know, even if, okay, she's not considered the side chick, or the mistress, she's just the other girlfriend or the other woman in his life or whatever the case may be. While he's off with her, doing whatever it is that he's doing with her, sharing whatever life he has in the little 3-4 hours he's given her, who's at home doing his job? And who's at home being the man of the house? Because you can't do your job somewhere else. So this is how men get caught up in their own little things they got going on. Because while you off doing what you're doing and you got your wife out here all out vulnerable and you're definitely not doing what you need to do at home because you're going to be cutting off. You got some slack going on here because you're too busy out in the street. Now when Billy come around and he taking out the garbage and offering to take in the groceries and bringing her this and going to send her some flowers, then you want to be all upset. But this is the thing. This man came in and gave your wife what you were lacking. You weren't giving her these things. Now, you said that you got a side chick because your wife was lacking. But now that you're lacking, she has another man. Most men cannot deal with that. They cannot deal with another man with they woman, especially if it's their wife. They will go nuts.
Why do women think
they
that?
Expect the wife to deal with it.
But see, that's not
why
always the case, because
that?
When you have a real man, like with what Saeed is talking about, because, you know, my family is also Muslim, so I grew up around what he is saying. The man is handling the household. It's not unhandled. The trash is not taken out. The bills are not paid. The bills are paid. Everything is taken care of the way it's supposed to be taken care of. So the man is handling what he has to handle, and he's able to do it on both sides. So a man that gets into a relationship like that out of sex, out of lust, out of greed, out of just want, no, it will crumble. But if a man is a strong man, he can guide his family both emotionally, spiritually, number one, spiritually, because everybody has to be believing the same way. It's not the ideology like you have where, oh, no, nigga, you better not. No, it's the yes, we're all together. Everything is taken care of, and it's a spiritual basis. It's God in the center of it. Everybody has that understanding. So, no, the woman is not going to be weak enough to have another man in her house doing anything for her and her husband's absence. You have women and men who are married to each other. They in the same house, but they don't sleep together every night. They don't even talk all the time, but they in the same house. So the need's still not getting met with him sitting right there on the couch. So that is not the aspect. But if the man is strong enough to carry out a relationship like that and everybody is happy and satisfied, then it works perfectly and it works in harmony. But, yeah, if you got all that sneaking and lying and hiding and stuff, sometimes you may have a problem with that. Go ahead, yep. Aaron, what was you saying? Saeed, did you say something?
No, I was just agreeing with what you're saying. Like, you know, God's got to be the center of it. And then, you know, you got to take care of your household on both sides. A woman has to take care of her household. She knows when her man is lacking something. You know when you're ignoring his wants and his needs. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. So, you got to take care of your own person on both angles.
Mm-hmm. 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 Go ahead, Aaron. Was you saying something?
No, I was just saying, I don't know why any woman would be thinking that, like to the point of, like, if a woman cheats, like, a man's looking at it like, they can't handle it. That was just a weak man to begin with.
Hmm.
You know, like,
you don't think he's weak for cheating?
No, because listen,
now
we're
not talking about
weak,
in a.
No, we're talking about the woman and the man. Like, even if the man cheats and his woman is putting off forth all his needs, he's a weak man. So when she cheats, he know that it may be in her nature to do so by the actions that are going on around the situation. That's why you got to be observing your mate closely. Like, it's not a game. Like, when he sees that, he has to make that known and be like, okay, she'll go. She'll stray. He has to make it known to himself first. Because sometimes men just can't believe things. Like, they'll think it can never happen to them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So once he make it known to himself, then he'll start having a better idealism on what's what.
Well, Aaron, do me a favor. Let's take a caller. Let's see what these callers have to say. Let's weigh them in, and then we'll continue on. Who we got?
All right. Since somebody grabbed the switchboard, because my screen is messing up right
now. Okay. I can do that. Yeah. We'll take... Let's see. Which number is Yara? Because I know she has to come on, and I don't know which number she is.
973 area code. 973.
489.
It should be.
Okay. Yep. All right. Then I'm not bringing her in yet until 8. Let's bring in. Here we go. Let's bring in 813-965. Alicia, bring in 813-965.
813. They not blue. They haven't pushed one.
You don't see them.
You like to know the ones that you see with the question mark. So how about
614-446?
Go ahead, bring in 614. Bring in 614. Y'all, that's why they don't let me work the switchboard, everybody. I don't know.
That's right.
Is that Kiana? Stop playing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord.
Stop playing.
Kiana, first of all, we have Saeed Salam in the house. Could you please show Saeed some love?
Hey, Saeed, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Kiana? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm chilling.
I respect that. Don't get me wrong. I respect the fact that you ain't never had a side chick. I think you might be the first man I ever heard say that, honestly.
In this day of life. Huh?
I'm a bit of a bird, so you know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, you a rare breed.
Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd, so, you know, I kind of miss out a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You're not missing out on anything.
You ain't missing out on nothing.
I ain't saying I condone the whole side chicks, but they winning, though, right now. They are. They taking over.
They are. Okay. Like y'all said, one of y'all said earlier, like, what happened to the other woman staying in the house?
No, that's because the man is bringing them out. He's making them stay in the house. He's making them stay in the house. Yeah, back in the day, they did stay in the house and just be in the bedroom or whatever. Nah, now the dude is bringing them out. Bringing them home sometimes.
bringing them home and letting them sleep in her bed and everything.
Yeah, that's why they out. That's why they out.
Go ahead, Saeed.
I'm sorry?
No, that was
Anne. Go ahead, you were going to say something. Oh, that was Anne.
No, that was you. I'm sorry. I apologize already.
Okay. Tiana, what do you think changed that in society? What do you think changed that? I mean, we got the TV shows now. Everybody's watching them. Everybody's excited and rooting. Even the married women are tuned in and rooting for the side chick, but they don't want no side chick in their bedroom. What do you think has changed that in society? I mean, they tuned in. I mean, what's her name? Pope? I don't watch the show, but Olivia, I mean, they be tuned in watching her. They like, go side chick, go. But if you mention side chick to them, they be like, I'll cut you.
Jocelyn came in and shook the world. Jocelyn Hernandez came in and shook the table, y'all. She came in and shook the table.
Oh,
Jocelyn.
For real,
so,
y'all.
Kiana, do you think that?
Mm-hmm.
So, Kiana, what do you think about when the man, he got his side chick, he bringing her out, he bringing her home, he doing all of these things, right? But then he upset because in order for you to give this woman so much attention, for her to feel like she's not a side chick or just somebody you went on the side, you got to be putting in a lot of work. And while you're putting in all that work, you can't be two places at one time. So it's some work that you're not doing somewhere, right?
Okay. Yeah, but let me stop you right there. If the side chick is complaining and talking about spending the time in that, that's where he messed up, number one. That's it. She shouldn't be side chick. Everybody can't be side chick. Everybody can't be it. If you're going to be the other woman, that's exactly what you are. You the other woman, and you better know your place.
Break it down, Kiana.
Play your position. Kiana said, play your position, side chick.
Yeah, play your position.
They ain't going to listen to me. I told you, everybody can't be a side chick. Tell them why everybody can't be a side chick, Kiana. Tell them.
They don't know how to play their part. Everybody don't know how to play the part. I mean, that's just true. That's true.
For real, silence is golden, yo.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, hey, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying everybody run out there and be a side chick or I'm somebody's side chick right now, but I have done that before.
It's about the position. That's right. Play your position. You got to know it. And that's right. And put it up front. I mean, and two, that dude got to be honest. Look, I got somebody, and me and you is doing this, and this is what we're doing, and this is what it is, okay?
And it is.
Everybody should know. Everybody's supposed to know what their position is. I mean, you got the tight end. You got the quarterback. The quarterback don't do the tight end's job. The tight end don't do the running back's job. Everybody got to play their position. As soon as you try to go over there and take the ball, the quarterback hand, foul on the play. Foul.
Yep. Wow. Every once in a while, if somebody fumbles, the side chicks know how to pick up and run the play still.
Or if you out there trying to stick and move and get your ankle broke, don't get mad because the next one comes in and take over that point guard's position.
For real.
I'm just saying. But I ain't gonna hold up too much of your time.
Thank you.
Shout out to you, Shaheed. I love your work also. I love your work. And shout out to Yara. I won't get to hear her with me. I won't get to talk to her. Shout out with Yara. I'm a fan of Yara's too. And I'm just gonna
give
y'all
the
same
support, Kim.
I just wanna say Winnie.
I'm going to take her Kiana number every week.
Yes.
Don't worry, I got
Kiana.
We want you to enjoy the show, sweetie.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Kiana.
I love you.
Yes,
good night.
She is so sweet.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything we have time for one more? Yeah, before we bring Yara in, because I've already been talking to her online, and she is ready. She has her points written down.
Yes.
And somebody's going to get it. I'm excited for her.
She's excited.
I think she's going to do her publishing proud tonight.
Yes. Let's go with 864-450. You are live
in
the clubhouse. Hi.
Hi, everyone. It's Ashley Nicole. I was calling to say hello and show my support.
Hey, Ashley. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I just wanted to call in and tell everybody hello, let y'all know I'm listening.
And we appreciate it. We love the support. This is Ashley Nicole. She is a new author. You know, make sure you readers look out for her work. She's coming in up under Lockdown Publishing, which is Cash Street Lit Authors Company. She's going to be a force to be reckoned with, so please, please, please make sure you guys check her out as soon as she hits the one click.
I just wanted to call in and say everybody hello.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the love and the support.
You're welcome.
Always.
All right, push that pin, Ma.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So we got time for one more?
Bring in one more call. Yes, bring in one more caller, and then we'll bring in our
next. Oh, no, that's it, because we had Kiana already. Yep.
Okay.
Yara is next.
All right. Well,
we got Miss Swag in the house. What's going on, Miss Yara?
Hey, y'all. Assalamu alaikum, Saeed. How are you guys this evening?
Hi, Yara. Tony, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know why, because I got my own show, but I'm still nervous. I'm sweating and everything. I think it's because y'all got me a little bit anxious. But, so on the topic of discussion, I feel like in some aspects, side chicks are women a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this because somebody brought up the point earlier that the men are starting to bring them around and flashing them and this and that and the third, and that makes them feel like they're more of a priority than the wife. But then on the religious angle, because I'm Muslim too, I also feel like a man should be able to, I agree that men should have more than one wife and that they are the maintainers of the women because there are more of us than there are of them. Could y'all hear me? Because I hear Echo.
Yes, we can hear
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. And I think that, you know, men are the maintainers of their wives, and it wouldn't be any crisscross going on if it was all out in the opening and there was no secrets and everybody was comfortable and everybody could be on the same spiritual and mental level with each other. And, of course, with that comes some jealousy because even if you are in a situation where you are the other wife and not just the side chick, there will be some jealousy issues because there will be a time where your husband might be spending time with her and you need him at the time. So there is that issue, just like if she was the regular side chick, but both of the wives would feel like that and not be a side chick from the religious point of view. Like, we're not side chicks, but we still feel like we need our husbands to be at home with us. And as far as somebody said something earlier about bringing the other woman into the household, if you all on the same spiritual level or all in agreement with it, it shouldn't be a problem if y'all kicking it together.
Mm-hmm. So with everybody in one house, does that take down the jealousy and the those types of feelings? Everyone's in the same house. Everybody knows each other.
I don't think because women are territorial, point blank, period. Don't matter if you Christian, Buddhist, Baptist, whatever the hell you are. It doesn't matter what you are. Every woman is territorial, point blank, period. And we don't want other people living in our house. No, we don't want to live together, but we could be together in harmony with one another. Give her her own house. Let me have my own house, and we're going to be cool. But living together, I think that's different only because, like, everybody has their own set ways. Like, if you line all of your cans of corn together and all your green vegetables together, then I come in and I'm like, corn, green vegetable, corn, green vegetable. You're going to be like, what the hell you doing? This is my kitchen. You know what I mean? So that's just a part of being a woman, like, period. I was talking to Nene a little bit earlier on the post, and I was saying that we aren't talking about the side dudes because, they are out there. They are out there. There are some married women who have side dudes. And, we put a lot of pressure on the women because we're women and we're supposed to be a certain type of way. But what about the side dudes who come into the picture and they think because they gave her a little bit of roses and flowers, she's supposed to be all open? At the end of the day, beside me being Muslim, I do write urban fiction. I think that'd be a good book, though.
About the side dude?
That'd be a good book. But
yeah, we
like,
got two dudes on here. How do they feel? Aaron, could you be the side dude?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit different from what the initial but
why would it be
different? Because
he's a man, and it's like men supposed to.
Listen, this is serious, for real. Because you brought it up when you said it, like men, it's going to be looked at different, not because it's a stigma, but because realistically, women are supposed to be a certain way by nature, just like men are supposed to be a certain way. Like, if you do it, then you're not being a woman. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
very foul,
but he's a man, and he does it.
Yeah. Okay.
Aaron, I'm just saying, y'all want to have a side chick, y'all want to bring her to the barbecue. Can we just bring y'all to the barbecue and sit you down and make you play spades with the husband?
Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't say a word. You just play spades and drink with him.
The whole thing is, let me tell you the flyness with that, right? It's all about the sense, because now we're dealing with perception, so it's all about going to be about how the world is looking at it. It don't matter how I'm looking at it sitting across the table from the husband. It don't matter how I'm looking at it. It's how everybody else at the barbecue is looking at it. They looking like, these two niggas are stupid, or they looking at it like, this brought the hope. Because you're a woman. Now, on the other hand, had I had my wife at the barbecue with my girlfriend, they'd be like, this nigga macking. That's just the reality of it. So if you want to go ahead and be outside of the nature of a woman, go ahead.
That's a society thing. That's the thing with how society view women and men. That goes along with femininity and like how women are put so high, like, you're supposed to be pure when you get married. But if he wasn't a virgin, there ain't no problem with that. But her soul got to be closed tight before she get married. And, so it's like he said, a stigma. Like, but I think that it probably happens more times than we even know about. Like, the side dude could be sitting there and nobody knows. Like, you feel me? Like, it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Because if I was with my girlfriend and my homegirl, like, that's my husband as a girlfriend over there. I'm going to be like, what? Like, are you just going to sit here cool? Like, so I think, like, either way that it go, you still going to have the same type of feelings, whether it's your dude doing it or your girl. Like, but like you said, there's a stigma that comes along with how society has structured us to be and told us how we're supposed to be. We are socialized from the time we are born. Like, when you in your mother's womb and she say, oh, it's a girl, everybody run out and go buy some pink stuff. She say it's a boy, mm-hmm. everybody go out and buy some blue stuff. And so that's just,
yes.
that we're socialized that way. And the girls play with dolls and the boys play with Pokemons and whatever else they play with. You know, so this is something that we are taught, trucks, and the boys got to be doctors and the girls got to be housewives and they got to play with princess clothes and this, that, and the third. And, like, I had this conversation with my friends all the time. My friend, my girlfriend, she has a boy and three girls. And she's like, oh, my son is not about to be playing with her dolls. But you teaching him that he can't be nurturing towards his child when he do have one. So this is something that we are taught as children, like, this is the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be dainty little flowers and blah, blah, blah. But what if you want to be a roughneck? Like, what if you want to be the chick with the side dude?
So let me ask you a question. Realistically, all jokes aside, say you sitting next to your homegirl at a barbecue. She like, yeah, that's my husband. They're my side dude. Honestly, you don't know she got this side dude. Honestly, are you going to be like, oh, so she mad? You're going to be like, damn, how's she sleeping with both these niggas? What's going to be your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is going to be like, girl, do you. I'm going to be like, well, what, is his pocket deeper than his pocket?
You got potential. No, I'm playing with you.
Don't have me here fighting when he upset. Look, I'm thinking about
it, but you got them both here. But it happens. It does happen. I will say this. With no names, my best friend got married, and her side dude was at the wedding.
Exactly.
And he was there. He was there, and
he
I could have
been a part
didn't
of
know.
The wedding.
I did not know that she had a side dude until my other best friend was upset, and her face had a funny look on it. And I was like, why is you looking like that? What the heck is going on? And she was like, you ain't going to believe this. And I was like, what? And, of course, I'm always naive because I'm not around as much as everybody else. It was like, she was like, her boyfriend is here. I was like, her boyfriend? At the wedding? She was like, come down. And I went downstairs, and at one point the husband was upstairs at the table where everybody was sitting, and she was downstairs with the boyfriend talking to him at the bar. But I was just like, yo, this is crazy. But it happened. It does happen. And she maintained those relationships for a very long time, obviously unbeknownst to half of us, but it does happen. And that's crazy.
And
but
I think that it's for security reasons, too. You know, like when women are in situations like that, this guy who she's cheating with, he might make her feel good, but the man that she's marrying might be the financial stability for her. So, you know, that comes into play. That comes into major play because maybe his choo-choo train ain't too-tooting, right? And she's over there tooting with that one. So, you know, that comes along with her mental state. Like, I know people who have gotten married and say, okay, well, I want to be married by 35, and, you know, this person looks like the best outside prospect there is. But this person over here is a drug dealer. This person work hard every day. So he got a little bit of security. When he die, I'm going to get some social security. But if that one die, I ain't going to get nothing. You dig what I'm saying? But the why is better.
For
the,
real.
The
and women are just back to knobbing to think that far ahead. Nah, let me stop.
Yeah, and you know, no, but listen, Aaron, that you said that and that she said that a lot of the side chicks who know how to play their position have that same mentality. You can,
of course.
Women who are on the side who the dude is definitely taking care of them, she got a car, I got a car. She got fat money, I got fat money. He take her on vacation, he take me on vacation. I ain't about to get out of pocket. I ain't going to mess up them extra couple of hundred I got coming every week. I ain't going to mess up him fixing my car when it needs to get fixed. Oh, no, I ain't saying a word. Oh, I will shake hands and kiss babies with the wife like it's nobody tomorrow.
What?
She ain't going to know it's me. I ain't going to know, and she ain't going to know nothing about nothing. I'm not messing up my change. So I think that's what separates when they talk about the traditional side chick versus the woman on the side. Like, the side chick is the one who's definitely not getting everything that she needs. She's getting broke off. He's coming by. He's definitely breaking her off, which messes with her emotions, because a woman is emotional sexually. So that's messing with her emotion. So when she's got her emotions in a certain place and she can't get no time, you know, only when he wants to get that off, because maybe she do something a little bit different than the wife do that he enjoy, that's when you get the side chick coming all out the closet and stopping by the house and ringing the bell and knocking on the door and calling the wife and holding on and not saying nothing. But when you got the woman on the side that's not trying to get into all that, I think that's when the side person is winning.
Have y'all seen the movie Catch Me Out? Have anybody seen the movie Catch Me Out? Okay, so the Catch Me Out was a movie that was made because, okay, William Randolph Hearst had a party for a big movie exec on his boat, and he had a mistress, and the dude had a mistress. Everybody was there having a good time. However, he believed that Marion Davis, who was a silent actress back in the day, he believed that she was having an affair with Charlie Chaplin, who he was a known hoe. So he was real so upset that he thought that his mistress, because he was a married man, was having an affair with Charlie Chaplin, that he had a gun and he was going to shoot Charlie Chaplin. But instead of shooting Charlie Chaplin, he shot the movie mogul instead, and they had to cover up his death and what happened or yada, yada, yada. You know, all of these things, everybody had to be hush-hush about what happened. But this is my thing. You have, and I'm not going to say every man, but a lot of men, they want to have a wife, not the ones that are in a religious type of situation or like a sister-wife type of situation where everybody agrees. Because you gave your woman a choice. You have a choice of this is what you want to do. But if you don't give her a choice and you just have this woman that you're with on the side and you got your wife over here, while you spending time over there, there is going to be some point in time that your woman, your wife, is going to need something and you're not going to be there. And it's going to be multiple times on top of multiple times. And eventually she will get tired. That makes room for the next dude or the side dude to come along. And he's filling in while you off with the side chick. But as soon as most men find out it's another dude snooping around their wife, they have sex.
Yeah, because they want it all to themselves. They want it all to themselves.
You know, that was a cute story.
I hear what you're saying, Misha, and I agree.
That was a true story.
Yeah.
No, I see that happening, but I like, before we take a call, I'd like to hear Saeed's opinion on the side dude. How do you feel about that?
On the side dude, I mean, you know, again, that's something I personally have to do because I need too much attention. I think too much of myself to be like play second fiddle to anyone, anything. So, nah.
What if you don't know you second fiddle?
I don't see how you couldn't know. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship with somebody,
please enlighten me.
I mean, the way there's going to have to be some excuses, there's going to have to be some unexplained absences, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't see how you couldn't know that you're a side piece. How could you not know?
It's plenty of men that don't know that their woman is getting some on the side.
They ain't giving us enough credit, bro. They ain't giving us enough credit.
I'm just saying.
Yo, listen, sometimes men accept the same bullshit that women accept. Like the same way a woman knows, like, yo, this nigga ain't shit and he cheating on me, but I love him. A nigga do the same thing. Like, yo, you know what, she cheating, but I love her. Like, a nigga be aware too. But see, the thing with that is we have that other thing y'all don't got, that masculinity complex. So we ain't gonna pour it out through our emotions. Like, a woman might just say that shit.
That reminds me of my book, Death and Defiance. Like, the main character, his girl had a side dude. And it messed with him a whole lot because he figures it out after a while. Like, yo, she creeping. Like, she's doing something she ain't got no business doing because she ain't here when I need her to be here. When I call her, she ain't no way around. And, like, it really messed with him because he really loved the girl. And they had a kid together. He found out that the kid ain't his. And he was just like, yo, like, what's up with you? Like, you tagging me along all of this time, making me think that this kid was mine. You trying to get me to give up what I'm doing when you messing with another dude, like, so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he figured it out. Like, yo, like, she doing something she don't have no business doing. So I think I agree with Aaron when he say that we don't give men enough credit. Like, he going to know what's up. Like, when his cool smelling like it used to smell, he going to know what's up.
Yo, listen.
Let me tell you something.
Men know. Men know. I'm going to tell you something else back to what Alicia was saying about the little thing about it. Because a lot of times people be trying to mend marriage and religion and meld them together so well. But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you I'm not even going to give you my version, but just know that Mary was with child, not because that was an arranged marriage. Like, Mary was involved in an arranged marriage, and when Joseph came to claim her, she was with child. And that's where the conflict came. That's why they had to run away from their parents, both of them. You know, go read the story. It's in the Bible. They both ran away from their parents. Okay, they ran away from their parents. Back then, there was arranged marriages. Mary belonged to a group of women called virgins. Not that she was a virgin, meaning her womb was unsoiled or hadn't been broken, meaning she belonged to that group of women. Go through the history on that. The bottom line is... Women be choosing too. So when Joseph came and he seen Mary was with child, he knew that they would stone her to death. Had he said, yo, look, you know, she was already pregnant. I'm not taking her. She's soiled. You owe my father some money. You owe my family some money. But he loved her so much that they ran away. Go through the research on that.
We'll research that later, Aaron, when we get a chance to dig into that. We're going to have some conversations about that. Not to go too deep into like you say, the religious philosophy of it, but since we have two people who are very religious on the line, I think that we should look at it all. And even if you do read within the Bible, where it talks about Abraham and him not being able to have a child with Sarah, and she brought him the handmaiden because she wanted to please her husband. She wanted him to be able to have children, but she ended up getting pregnant anyway at a very older age. Then if you look at the concept of what they say started the universe with just Adam and Eve, I'm quite sure that Adam and Eve didn't make everybody. Something happened up in there. Two people didn't just start the whole world. Somebody else was around, and if he was the only man, it would have to be another woman making some children to keep it going. But we're not going to go there. But I'm just saying, if you pick apart a lot of things that happen, you know, in different religions, you will see that man has always had him another woman. It's just been like that since the beginning of the time. And we talked about different cultures. We had Mac Mama on here, and we talked about the Nigerian culture and different cultures. Like we said before, a lot of that one-on-one and me and just you started once we were here in the Americas. And it wasn't like that. If you look at China, if you look at Japan, if you look at all those foreign countries where there are kings and emperors, they have more than one woman. But we're going to take a caller because, you know, I go to town because, you know, I love to talk about that kind of stuff. But go ahead and take a caller, Aaron, so that we can see what our callers are saying about these side chicks and are they really winning? Are they really winning?
I mean, I think so.
Arian, is your situation together over there?
No, actually, I thought you was handling it.
Go ahead, Alicia, take a caller. I forgot Arian.
Okay.
Before it went down.
We're going to go with, did we already do the 404-426?
Absolutely not.
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Okay.
And all our other
what's
going on?
404-426. You live in the clubhouse. I'm going to say hello to everybody. Oh. This cash. It only took me 3 weeks for y'all to click me in.
We don't know your number.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Sorry, cash. Now,
so y'all treat me like the old format and just step right over me, but it's okay.
I'm saying
hello to everybody, to my man, Saeed over there, and Aaron, Nene. Tony, Lisa, and everybody else that's on.
What's going on, Chief?
They treat my man Cass like a side chick,
And I'm talking about Aaron. Mimi knows me, so she know I'm burning up over here with this side dude stuff they talking.
I'm sorry, Cass. I told you I don't know your phone number.
I'm sorry.
Cass, don't come in here with no shenanigans.
I didn't grit my teeth so hard they look like chiclets.
Tags look like Tic Tacs. Oh shoot! Go ahead, Cash. How are you feeling, Cash?
Well, let me say this.
Wait, let's introduce him first. Maybe who everybody don't know who Cash is on the line. He is the number one selling author, Cash Streetlit, author of the Trust No Man series. Shorty Got a Thug. We also have Trust No Bitch Part 3 is coming out on March 15th, and he's doing the competition against Aaron Bebo to my Cash Drop, which will come out at the end of March. Fire, fire, fire coming out of this author's camp. If you don't have anything from him, please click Cash. Go ahead, Cash.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to address this, Nene. You asked Aaron what he thought about a man being a side dude and not knowing it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then that's impossible because a man demands too much from his woman to not know that he's a side dude. But you was correct. She can have a side dude and he not know it, but he can't be a side dude without knowing it. Without a doubt. Yeah, he would definitely know because at the end of the day, when a man demands that his woman be somewhere or do something, if he's the side dude, he can't demand anything. And he'll know that. So he cannot be a side dude without knowing it. He has to know he's a side dude. Now, she can have a side dude and her man not know that.
So could you handle being a side dude, Kay?
Nene, why is you asking me that?
Is
this to keep the show going, or do you need the answer to that? Come on,
Cash. Let's act like we don't know each other and just answer.
Okay.
Let's act like we don't talk about this when we're not on the line.
Okay. So, get on to the note.
but you would have more than one woman, but your woman can't dip out and get her little piece on the side. Like if you ain't home, and she feeling Randy, she can't call up old boy and be like, "Yo, it's been a week. He hasn't been here.
Okay.
He's over that other B house. I'm gonna need you to come through here."
Okay, she can do that.
And handle his
knowledge of it. I'm saying if I don't have knowledge of it, what can I say? As you know, I've been incarcerated 23 years. It's been very hard to maintain a relationship because I couldn't even have a woman that gets on while I'm in prison. So, that being that as it is, they come and go. That's just how it is. So, no side dude. Yeah, that's just how it is. It happens that way. Now, I'm saying.
Oh, they come and go. Okay.
No, that goes against the laws of nature. Now, as far as the side, it goes against the laws of nature. As far as the side chick and all of this, it's just like you know the original culture, and a man is it's our nature, our original nature for a man to have more than one wife. So now since women and the European concept is me, then men always cheat because they're going to have it. And I'm going to venture a guess that 90% of the men have fooled around in their relationship because it's in their nature. Now, he'll eventually reach them. I believe that, especially when they're younger. Now, once he gets older and more mature, and he no longer has that thing in him that has to go out and conquer to feed his ego, then he may back up, and it may not be that. Then he can appreciate the queen that he has. But as long as he has that in him, that need to conquer, to feel like a man, that, you know, that natural thing to have more than one woman is going to take place.
How do you feel about that? Because you said you never had a side, you know, a side woman or whatever. How do you feel about that?
Well, as far as being a family and side piece,
No, what Cash is saying, like, okay, he's saying that most men have that need to conquer. So they, especially younger, you're going to have more than one woman. But someone like yourself, who y'all both pretty much are in the same religious perspective, is saying, I never have, so forth and so on. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, you know, at one point in my life when I was younger and I was seeing different women, I was just seeing different women. But if I ever stopped and slowed down and, like, you know, got off the merry-go-round and made one woman my girlfriend, then it was what it was. I took a break from everything else. But, you know, stuff came along that I wanted to be with. I'd break up with one and start messing with the other one. I just never, you know, kind of always been too busy to really try to dip and dodge like that. So it's never really been in my psyche to do that.
Okay.
That goes with when he's younger, and that goes with that. And as you get older, then you don't, I mean, like I said, you don't need that. And I think the main thing is that where the real problem come in is the man ain't just dipping out and going to hit something. He's maintaining relationships long times on the side. And then the woman that's on the side comes to expect more out of it. He was just hitting and moving. It wouldn't be a thing. If he just went out and that's just what he needed, you're talking about sexually, but that's not just what the man needs. He needs to conquer things. And just like I was saying, so sometimes a woman has a man that's the money man. Sometimes the man's wife or main woman, however you look at it, you know, in that situation, does not provide the excitement, the different things that he needs. And sometimes she provides it all. He's just a man that's a gluttonous. He needs more than that regardless.
Cash, let me ask you something. With having, you know, your woman on the side or whatever, has she been in a position where she wins more than your wife has won?
Not ever that. Not ever that. Even when that's the thing that I was doing, not ever that, because I'm strong on family. And there's, when you compare her to my wife, now you compare her to my children and my wife and the history that I have with my wife. And so no matter how good a woman can make me feel at that time, I will not overlook our history and the sacrifices that my woman made for me. I would not let her win that way. I would never leave my woman. And if she started demanding so much of my time that it was causing chaos in my home, then I let her go.
Okay. So you're going to hold on to the side woman as long as she's making you feel good, and then as long as she don't interfere with your house, she's good. And she ain't causing no trouble.
That's right. The minute she caused trouble or put her hand up, it's gone.
Oh.
Now, Cass, you mentioned go ahead, Ms. Tony.
This is Yaira. I agree with Cash when he say that at some point you grow out of it. And that's even for a woman, too. Like, after a while, after 10 or 5 years being with the same nigga, you know you're not going to move on. You know you're not ever going to become his wife. You eventually going to move on. And you're going to be somebody, either you're going to be somebody else's side chick, or you're going to find you a main dude. Like, it's like one or the other, but you're going to move on eventually. Like, so you're going to realize that this is the furthest I'm going to get with this, and I'm not going to get anything out of it. And I think as you get older, you want to become more secure, and you want to become more secure not only for yourself but for your children, especially if you have children. Like, it's important for them to have some type of structure. And if you know that it's not going to move no further than that, and especially if you're just sleeping with somebody and they're not bringing no other substance to it as far as being around your kids or, you know, being somebody that you can depend on for certain things, you're going to move on eventually when you get older. When you're young, you're 20 years old, I'm 22. And it's like, when I was probably a little bit younger, I probably used to swing around a little bit, but now I'm married, so it's different. It's like, you know, now it's like, well, I'm not going to just settle for anything. So it's like, if you, once you become older, and I have a 2-year-old daughter, so it's like, that was no nonsense. You ain't just going to be walking in and out of here when you feel like it. It's going to happen because now I have a 2-year-old daughter. You have to be some type of role model for your kids. And if you're a woman and you have sons, and your sons see you allowing some dude to treat you any kind of way, he wants to see his woman any kind of way when you get older. So it's like, you have to make that type of judgment to say, like, this is not healthy for me or my children. When you become a mother, you let everything go for your kids, or you should anyway, because that's how I am. Like, you ain't going to just be just waltzing when you could like it, and I got a 2-year-old, and she's not going to think that that's okay when she gets older. Like, it's okay for a man to treat her any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cash,
I hear that.
Now,
go ahead.
Hi, Cash. This is Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just to piggyback on what Yara just said as far as the side chick. Now, when your side chick has a child out of that side chick relationship, now, does the dynamics change as far as what that side chick definition means? I mean,
well,
you now have a family with your side chick as well as your main chick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me answer that because I can answer it personally because that's been my situation. I mean, I've had that before in the past where I was married and someone had a child by me on the outside of
mm-hmm.
my marriage. And the thing is this, nothing will stop me from taking care of my child. Just say if my wife knows about it and I have to make a choice, then my children will always come over anyone under any circumstance. And the woman on the side will not, she knows that I'm going to take care of my child. But if I have to go on with my life and her and I have to break up for whatever reason, it is what it is. But I'm going to take care of my child. The only difference is she knows that having a child by me, that we don't have a permanent relationship. Maybe not intimate, but we all have to deal with each other permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your marriage, and you and your
mm-hmm.
wife have the history, you have the children and everything, but you also, you have the woman on the side, and the
mm-hmm.
feelings that you have for the woman on the side is growing, maybe equal to or maybe above what you have for your wife, not out on purpose, but just because of what she does for you as a man. Would you leave your wife? In that instance, you have another family. Like Tony said, she also has children with you. She also
mm-hmm.
does something to you totally different. And you're growing because you're building something with her also on the side. But that side relationship is now growing. And it's growing in a way that it may be as strong as what you have with your wife, or it may even get stronger. What are you doing
mm-hmm.
in those instances?
Well, I've never experienced that because I married, at the time when I was married, I married the person that I knew that I would love over all others. And when I get married again, that'll be the case. And so with me, a side chick position comes with no room for advancement.
Mm. Cool. So do you
mm-hmm.
put that on the table in the beginning? Do you be like, okay, bam, you the side chick,
without
that's it. You're not going nowhere. You going to do my hump up. That's it.
Yes, yes. That's
okay.
What I did. I did that on the show. I said, listen, I'm going to treat you well. You won't see my wife. You won't know about her. The only thing you'll know is that I'm going to go home. But at the end of the day, if you get it in your mind that you're going to take her place, you're going to be gone because that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cass, let me ask you this. I just want to go back to what you said originally.
We can have you on here for the beginning, Cass.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that they a need to conquer. Some men cheat because they have a need to conquer. That's an interior thing, right? That's something within on the inside that they have to work out. And after they work those issues out within themselves, then they're able to just be with their wife or whoever they're
so.
With.
Yeah, and I believe so. I'm speaking from myself personally and just from people I know. Yes, that need to conquer, you know, that ego thing. And once you get older, the main thing is that you're more secure in who you are as a man, and then
mm-hmm.
you realize the things that you thought was important really not, or the things you thought made you a man don't as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're older also, your woman's older. She's much smarter, and so all of that little slick stuff you were doing to get away with is going to become much harder to cover. And
mm-hmm.
it's not worth it. And so then, what you're getting from the side chick is not worth it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a whole different thing because now your life is around your children. You know, seeing them grow, participate with that, doing things with your wife. And I'm strong on rewarding a person for what they have done. I believe in giving them what they deserve. And so if my wife has been with me 15 years, and if she stayed with me 15 years, she didn't put up with a whole lot of stuff because I come with a whole lot of stuff back then. And she deserves to have the lady years after I've grown and changed to be able to know that she is the only one without a doubt. So these days, if I'm free and got a wife, that's not hard for me to be faithful to her. That's not hard at all. It's not hard at all. But When you're younger, it's a difficult thing to do. It's very difficult.
Because you have internal issues.
Right.
And Aaron spoke about that earlier.
And it's the same thing that makes a man want a better car than this person, more jewels than that person, more money to take over territory, while a man, you know, a certain type of man is not happy. And I'm talking about because I was in the street. I wasn't satisfied with having one area of the city locked down. Once I conquered that, it's on to something else. It conquered something else. And so that's that thing in a person. You know what I'm saying? And in a young man like that. And when you get older, you're cool because you're just trying to enjoy life. And family means more to you. You know what I'm saying? Now, some men, because they didn't have all that at their disposal when they were younger, get older and act a fool. Or maybe that woman is not as attractive to them as she was when they was younger. It could be various reasons. You know what I'm saying? But with me, the side chick could never take my wife's place. Not at all.
But do you feel like the side chick is winning? Like they're saying, a lot of these side chicks is winning.
The only way I think they're winning is if they end up with what they want. If they want the man and they end up with him, then they're winning. You know what I'm saying? But this is what happens a lot. A woman knows her man has a woman on his side or suspects it, and she's being neglected, so she go and do something. Get her a little side dude, like y'all talking about, that she hit and whatever she did. And if the man finds that out, that's over with. And that's how the side chick wins, because men can't accept that. They cannot accept it. And now we can talk about how life should be, but I'm telling you how it is. Men can't accept that.
Ain't that what I said?
Look, you did say that. But look, take a caller. Bring a caller in, because they might have something they want to say about what Cash said or what's going on. Bring a caller in. Cash, you mind?
No,
I'm staying with us for a minute. Okay, go ahead, Alicia. Bring a caller in.
Okay. Let's bring in 864-450. You are live.
Hey,
what's
your name? Put me back in. I didn't know I pressed one.
Okay, exactly. Let me put you back in. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
y'all
just put me back in.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Hold on.
I heard y'all saying.
Okay, we're going 813-965.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
This is V Brown.
Oh, hey, V Brown.
What's up?
Ladies are true.
As y'all all know, side chicks are winning. No, I'm not pro side chick, but I did write a mistress book, so I just gotta say side chicks are winning. They're not all winning for the same reasons though, because like the mistress book that I wrote, she wasn't a side chick to gain her him. She was a side chick to more so come up for herself, not to take him from his wife or nothing like that and all that other stuff. She had other reasons. So I think side chicks are winning. And y'all got to think about it. We talking about side chicks winning now because of the side chick epidemic, but you got to remember, back in the 90s, side chick was winning with Bill Clinton when he had Monica Lewinsky and had them feeling like they were famous back then. So side chicks been winning.
They've been winning.
We just seeing an epidemic.
Okay. It's just all out in the open now.
It's just all out in the open. I mean, reality TV has exposed us to it every day, every other day, every Monday, every Thursday. You know, side chicks is winning.
So let me ask you this, V. How do you feel about, Cash was just talking about the conquering and, you know, how the man, you know, has to have the different women and different things like that. It's a young thing. How do you feel about that?
I do, now, to a certain extent, I think it's a young thing, because a more mature man, he's mature within himself. He knows what he wants. He knows this is what I see as my future. I want this one woman. I want to do this, this, and this. But until a man gets to that point in his mind, he's always going to be, look, I want her, until he find that one that make him feel like, or until he gets strengthened within his mind to say, I just want this one woman, and this is what it's going to be. And so then, I mean, he's going to do him.
So you agree, Ms. Yeah. You agree, C. Brown, that he has to work through some things internally. And before,
yeah,
and he can't be with that one person until he takes care of whatever it is on the inside that he needs to take care of for him to be able to do those things.
That's with anything. Like, you have to get right with self before anything else can come into play with anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he got to get right with himself before he can say, I want this one woman, and this is what it's going to be. Until he say that, I mean, he's going to be doing him with her, and her.
You're going to be doing everybody, huh?
And let me just add something, because most of the time when I had a side chick, they didn't measure up to my wife. They wasn't even close.
Right. And that's usually how it is, too. That's usually how it is. The side chick is just something to do. You still want to go home to that woman who can talk to you on a different level and know you more personally. But the side chick, I mean, she's there to do what she's there to do. At that time.
I like to ask, this is Tony. How you doing, B?
Hey, Tony.
But why have a side chick if she's not going to measure up to your main chick? That's just a waste of time, time that you just can't get back. I mean, I don't believe in wasting time.
A man is going to see it like he's wasting time. What do you mean he's wasting time?
Yeah,
he's not
wasting
trying to
time.
Build anything with her. It's no different than him going to watch a basketball game. She's entertaining.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. And that chick is entertainment now.
Of course she is. She's entertaining.
Okay.
It's like a little vacation. You know how some people be needing a vacation, like, I need to get away. She his getaway.
Okay.
I mean, my opinion, she is getaway. She's a little entertainment for that certain amount of time right there.
Let me tell you, side chick, something. If he going to be, you going to be the getaway. You better get at them pockets. I'm just going to tell y'all that right now.
Yep.
It ain't for sale, but it damn sure ain't for free. Don't be sitting around at the end of the day, and he gone. He gone now. He done used you for entertainment, because like Cash said, you just entertainment. And he done used you for entertainment, and now when it's over, you sitting over here, the wife still went on with her house and car and kids and cash. She got her house, car, kids, and she got cash. And you have nothing. How does that work?
Maybe she ain't got nothing. Maybe she don't move on to
sometimes the side chick is breaking bread. She's not getting broke off.
Okay. She's paying for the entertainment. So then he's a prostitute, is what you're telling me.
That's a whole other show.
Well, that's
a whole other show there.
So what you're telling me is,
all I can tell you, Nene, is certain USDA ain't free.
I'm not going to go there with you, Cash. I'm not going to go there with
only
you.
Cash.
Only cash
will pick us up like that.
I'm just saying it depends on his prime, what kind of cut it is. That's all I can tell you.
You sound like a prostitute to me.
Lord have mercy. V, you see what you started? You done got cash to bring it all out. Thank you.
What y'all get when y'all ignore me for 3 weeks? I'm trying to get in.
You finally got in and cut a fool. You finally got in. You let us understand that the side chick is just entertainment. And if she is paying, if she is a pay-per-view. Okay, she's
doing
pay-per-view. That's what it is. Okay.
And when the main woman starts overreacting to that, that's when she becomes more important than she is.
Okay, the side chick becomes more important if the main woman jumps up and says something about it.
When she starts overreacting to certain things, because then she starts doing things that the man can hold against her. Because there's certain things you can't do. It's like you ring a bell and you can't unring it. So it's certain things that the woman
He's talking about the side dude. So if she overreaction is going to get the side dude. That's her overreaction.
And to
but
a
you're
man,
not at home to take care of her needs.
Okay. No man can be there 24/7 to take care of a woman's needs, even if he don't have a side chick, because a woman always needs something. No man can be there all the time. It's going to be sometimes when he's not there. But what makes her needs more is because his absence is so great, and so she starts missing certain things more than that. But see, the thing about this, to a man. Even if the woman hasn't done anything, the illusion that she's doing something wrong is just as strong as her actually doing it.
Now you stand her absence when she's a man can't be there 24/7, but you can flip that and say that can also apply to a woman. You know, a woman can't be there. That doesn't necessarily mean that he has to go out and get a side chick just because she's not there 24/7. If he's saying
right,
that she
and he shouldn't, but you know that's what I'm saying. A woman can provide everything a man needs, and he still do it because it's not that she's lacking something. It's just that he lacks understanding of himself for a period of time. And if you catch a man that gets married in his 40s, maybe his second marriage will help. I guarantee you the rate of divorce is or unhappiness in a relationship is far lower than it is when people get married young because the man hasn't found himself yet.
Uh-huh.
He marries a woman because
saying,
he wants to lock her down. He's saying, I'm locking this one down, and then I'm going to get another one. Because it's not going to sound good, but I'm just going
to
put it to you all.
Wait,
I
go ahead. Let
him say this. I had three or four side chicks the day I got married.
Oh, Lord, Cash.
That's a long time ago. I'm just telling you the truth.
Saeed, how do you feel about this something that Cash has brought up?
Girl for you.
Yeah. Saeed, you still there?
I'm listening. I'm like, wow,
I just thought I'd bring you in on that.
Saeed, you ain't know what to expect coming in the clubhouse today, did you, Saeed? Like, Malabu, what the world?
Yeah,
he's like,
so
I don't know. I better say that. Y'all got too much going on.
Come on, Mr. Saeed.
I don't know what to say to that one.
Well, Saeed, I know I'm not the only dude you know that has done that.
He don't know what to say. He don't know what to say about you, Cash.
Cash, you coming in here getting
my
guess.
Saeed,
is it safe to say that side chicks are winning as long as the man allows them to win?
Because
when he don't allow it no more, then they're not winning.
They got to be winning. They're getting TV shows and books written about them, et cetera, et cetera. So they got to be winning. But, you know, I would have to wonder about the side chick's self-esteem. I mean, how do you settle for this a piece of this dude? You know what I'm saying? He married her, but he just, you know what I'm saying, spends a couple hours with you here and there. I mean, doesn't that affect the self-esteem? So you got to work with that. They got to get your own husband. You know,
I think it depends on the woman.
I don't know.
I can be
just
entertaining.
We have a couple of hours here and there. To be honest, the first time I ever came in contact with anything about a side anything, it was really a side dude. There was some executive women in Ebony magazine talk about how they like side dudes and how they don't want a relationship. And these women were made. You know what I mean? They were corporate executive women. Like, these wasn't no chicks in the club trying to get a cat to buy them an extra drink or something. Like, they really had it. That's where I first encountered anything with the side thing. So, like, it depends on a woman's time. I don't think, like, some women ain't thinking, like, oh, you only got this time for me. They thinking, like, you only got this time for him.
That's true. That's true.
Like,
it's a lot of women out there.
You only got 60 minutes a week? Me too.
It is. There's a lot of powerful women. They have a lot of money. They have, you know, they travel a lot. And they're happy with the fact that he's married. Good. Because I ain't trying to cook for you. I don't want to clean for you. I don't want to worry about your dirty drawers. None of that. So you do have a lot of corporate women who are paid. They're not trying to give no man half of nothing they got. They got a lot of money. They travel a lot, and they just want somebody to fill that little bit of time and space. Yeah, that's true.
I'm hearing a lot of background.
Yeah, somebody had a problem with their phone.
Wow, this is interesting. Akash, you really came in and highlighted a lot of things for us, and we thank you for that.
Okay.
Yes, we do,
and, I guess I'll say good night to you all, and y'all enjoy your show, and I'll be listening.
And we thank you. And please call back again. Don't say you ain't calling back because we ain't let you in.
I'm saying it took 3 weeks, but I was persistent.
You had to tell me before you even coming on that, hey, I'm calling in tonight, because you're supposed to be writing, actually. I don't even know why you on this phone, to be honest with you.
Here's how it is. As far as this show, writing royalty, I think I was side to Aaron, because y'all won't let me in.
Cash, you are not a side.
Well, you know what, Cash, if you really want to get in, you know everybody inbox number and everybody phone number. You the got in. But you didn't call nobody. You stayed on hold. So you chose not to get
it's
in.
Okay.
You need to start acting up. You, as a side dude, you should act up a little bit, and then we won't have no other choice.
Hey, for all our other listeners, you see one thing about us. We'll be playing that favoritism stuff. We think the numbers have to see us.
And that's peace. So I'm good. I enjoy kicking with y'all tonight, and I'm getting back and listening. And Aaron.
Yo, don't even say that about the
Y'all is a mess. Y'all is a mess.
Yo,
I got a red scope on you, bro.
This extra padding I got for your casket has never been used before.
Okay. Hey, wait. One thing before I go, I gotta do this. I want Saeed to tell me, is after this, after I annihilate you, Saeed, is it, would you like to be in a challenge with someone too? Because I want to see you got next. I want to see you against an author of your caliber. I want to put you out against each other.
Well, you know, I'm down. I'm not sure how fair it is. You know, I'm a beast. So you know.
That was a maniacal laugh. I know what that means. That was a maniacal laugh,
Saeed. You know what?
I'm just going
to let y'all two go ahead and talk it out. I have to figure out what's going on. Cash is going to help me pick the next person regardless of what time he wake up.
So I think it's safe to say that Saeed has next. Saeed said it's going to be hard because his pen is a beast. So it's going to be hard for you, Saeed.
I got a couple of contenders in mind for Saeed.
You got, I don't know. Can they hang, though? I don't know if they can hang with Saeed's pen.
Hey, he said a couple, so that sounds about right. Bring two.
It's going to be I already know the perfect one. I just gotta see if we can pull it off.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know
you heard
it
here first on Writing Wall Street Blog Talk Radio. Saeed,
you better watch your back, because some of the females got beats in their pants. I don't hear anything. Saeed, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, I'm just asking, because you said you got next. You said you need to find somebody that can contend with you and all that and bring two. I got two hot pins. What?
Okay, that's what's up.
Okay, all right. We're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I hate to have to
put this heat on you, Saeed. I would hate to have to do that to you, but I will.
Uh-oh.
You got to do what you got to do.
Boss lady jumping in the ring.
One thing I know, I know my Cody going to handle it over there. Needy, I know that. Okay.
Saeed, I write like a main chick. You don't know?
I heard. Oh, I know.
Okay. All right, I got the house and the car.
No. Boss lady has spoken. Nene can write a little grimy sometimes. She can get a little grimy with her writing sometimes, Saeed.
I'm watching you, Saeed. I got my good eye on you.
Oh yeah, I read your work before, so I know what I'm coming up against. But I still got
that. The last two people dropped out. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
No way.
Wow.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, y'all. We only got 5 minutes. Cash, we're going to let you go. You know we love you.
I'm gone. Good night, good night, good night.
We love you, Cash.
Good night,
love
you, Joe.
Guys.
Stay up, baby.
Thanks for calling.
V Brown, we're going to let you go. You know we love you.
All right, y'all. Thank you, V. Ladies of truth, make sure y'all tune into their show on Tuesday nights at,
every
what is that, 8 o'clock?
T-Styles will be in the building.
Yes, T-Styles will be in the building this Tuesday. Please, please, please tune in. They have an awesome show going on. Do not miss it. Thanks, V.
Before
okay.
we go,
Saeed,
you want to let everyone know how they can reach out to you?
Hey.
Is Saeed still
here? Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Yes, right. Baby. Could you please let us know how they can get in touch with you? Do you have any new projects coming out?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on Stud 4 right now.
Okay.
After that, it's going to be Yolo, who's a character from Killer Season. That's going to be really interesting. Reppin' Cash, where everybody's waiting on. That's coming up next. You can get at me at Amazon. Yeah, just get at me at Amazon. Search for me and click.
Okay. All right, y'all heard it first here. On Right and Royalty, go out in one click.
I get a little bit of shine, but I don't. And
yeah,
I was about to tell
dollars.
Us what you got going on next.
Okay, so me and Saeed have an collab coming out very shortly, maybe April. It's called Going Legit. We may change the title, but we'll let y'all know what's going on with that. And I'm presenting a new author this coming April. Her name is Naima, and she's coming with All This Fear and Love and Beats on my own label, Swag Productions. We also have a video show, Nini's coming up soon, so check that out. On Swag Radio with my co-host Shatika Turner, and that's about it for right now.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Your insight was very, very, very appreciated. We thank you for coming
Absolutely.
On the show. We would love to have you back once you have your authors out and everything is moving, so you can talk about your new projects. I can't wait to come and grace your show. Saeed, we thank you for, you know, your contributions to literature and, you know, coming into the clubhouse and spending this time with us and letting our readers get to know you. Please go out and click Saeed Salaam. You will not be disappointed. It is definitely tantalizing to the imagination and to your reading palette. So one click, one click, one click.
And keep checking for Yaya because she got potential. She made it known tonight. We gotta leave the show with a laugh, man.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you, Yara.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Will.
Yes, please
thank
come
y'all
back.
For coming
come
out.
Back.
We appreciate y'all.
Have
wow.
a good night. And
yes,
Saeed, I'm coming for that
much.
Pen. You hear me?
All right, oh, man.
Uh-oh.
You can't get beat up by a girl after school. It's over. Won't happen.
All right, I know where you live. I'll find you.
All right, that's what's up.
Have a good evening. Please hit me or hit us anytime. If you need anything, hit either one of our inboxes. We always here for you, family.
No doubt. Thanks again for having me.
You're
all
welcome.
Right,
enjoy
the
rest of the evening.
Thank cool. you.
Bye.
Thanks again, Yara. We want to thank you all for coming. Now we want to thank chat room was up and hopping. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys for always supporting Writing Royalty. We will see you guys on Wednesday when we will have, I believe that's CEO of G Street. Is that G Street Takeover Day?
Yes.
Yes,
that's
it
what
is.
It is.
George Sherman Hudson will be in the building. We wish you guys love and peace and have a wonderful day. Thank you for checking out Writing Royalty.
And the main tonight. Chicks are winning.
Main
God
chicks,
winning.
White.
God chicks winning.
Wow.
life is on top.
It's the same, done deal. It's the same, done deal. A done deal. It's the same, done deal.